With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The president's support of Israel has become having some workers in the Biden administration unhappy.
Earlier this week, Biden administration staffers held a vigil outside of the White House and called for a ceasefire in Gaza. After business hours on Wednesday, the staffers stood on Pennsylvania Avenue to protest ongoing support for Israel's military offensive. CNN reported more than three dozen people participated in the vigil. Earlier this month, there were media reports that White House interns sent the president a letter describing the Gaza situation as a genocide of the Palestinian people. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says the mistaken killing of three Israeli hostages in Gaza by Israeli soldiers, quote, broke his heart, but there would be no change in Israel's military approach. Israeli Defense Forces officials say the hostages were shirtless and had been waving a white flag. It's Israel's first acknowledgement of harming any hostages in its war against Hamas. Also at SRNNews.com, migrants in New York City face an uncertain future with rules about how long they can stay in shelters before having to leave and relocate.
The New York Immigration Coalition's Liza Schwartzwald says it's a perilous existence.
Those families are panicked right now because they're potentially going to be moved to an entirely new location. They could be hours from the closest school.
Every day there's a long line outside the city's reticketing center for migrants who are offered free transportation to anywhere in the world, or get another shelter to sleep in, which is what Mohamed Diallo from Guinea wants.
Even if you get a shelter, it's for a short time, like 30 days.
Julie Walker, New York.
British man pleads not guilty in New York in connection with an alleged $99 million fraud scheme involving high-priced wine and duped investors. This is SRN News. The exit door wide open in the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It will be a somber Christmas in the Holy Land this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor says he's never seen Bethlehem like this, even during the pandemic, and he notes the town is empty and sad. The lack of tourism will be a blow to the Israeli economy, which counts on large numbers of Christians visiting over the holidays. This is SRN News. A mother gets prison time for her child's shooting of a Virginia teacher.
The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in a Virginia classroom has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for felony child neglect. Friday's punishment for Deja Taylor comes nearly a year after her son used her handgun to critically wound teacher Abby Zwerner. The sentence was much harsher than the maximum 6 months prosecutors had agreed to recommend as part of a plea deal. The child told authorities he took the gun from his mother's purse on top of a dresser. Zwerner was shot in the hand and chest, and she has undergone multiple surgeries and frequent psychological counseling. Keith Peters reporting.
Denver firefighters responded to the second large fire in 3 days at an Aurora construction site. Saturday's five-alarm fire was reported a bit before 1 o'clock at a large apartment building still under construction. One firefighter sustained minor injuries. More at SRNNews.com.